Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And because of having Life Change Sunday yesterday, and by the way, I hope you really enjoyed all the people who took that step of going public with their faith. I hope that was encouraging to you and your following of Christ as well. But because of that and not doing specific messages this weekend as we kind of stepped out of our current Senior Moment series, each of the teaching pastors this week is just going to share something from our devotional lives, just kind of in keeping in line with the spiritual intimacy value. And I'll just say for me, a couple of weeks or so ago, I was doing my quiet times in Luke chapter 13. And, you know, there's an interesting moment when someone comes to Jesus and says to him, and this is coming out of the Message version, says, "Master, will only a few be saved?" In other words, the question that he asks is there just going to be a few people make it to the kingdom, or are there going to be a lot of people? And Jesus's basic response to him is, whether it's a lot or a few is really none of your business. I think there's something inside of all of us that wants to compare ourselves to others or judge ourselves by others or even judge others by what we think our current conduct or level or standard maybe is. And Jesus really hammers that. Basically, he says, listen, your life with Christ requires your total attention. He says that there are going to be a lot of people who get to the end of their lives and find out that even though they've been very important in this life, they're not on what the Message version calls the eternal guest list. So right towards the end of the passage, or the end of that paragraph, Jesus says to the listeners, you're going to watch Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets march into God's kingdom. And you're going to be on the outside looking in, speaking to some of the religious leaders in that day and wondering what happened. And Jesus calls this, or the Message refers to this, I should say, as the great reversal. It's where Jesus says, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And I was thinking about that. You know, I know a lot of you listening serve in ways that no one ever sees. That a lot of you serve in ways and help people and love people and care for people. And you never get any credit here in this world. You don't get any reward for it here. But I just want you to know, man, those last in line moments maybe here that nobody sees, those are first in line moments in eternity. And so just by way of encouragement to you today, man, try to pray through the struggle that you have with comparison, the struggle that I have with comparing myself to others and judging others for no reason. It does them no good. It does me no good. So why do I consistently try and put myself in the place of being a judge or of trying to live up to someone else's standard? Instead, I should give total attention of my own heart to the kingdom and leverage it in ways that maybe people see and ways that people don't see, because I'm looking for a moment, an eternal moment, instead of one that's here. So I'm going to pray for us, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray through that for your day today. God, thank you so much that you see everything. Or that one of your attributes is your omniscience. Nothing escapes your knowledge. And Lord, for folks who are listening this morning who serve in lots and lots of different ways, Lord, you see it all and you recognize it all. And God, I pray that you'll save us from the comparison trap. Lord, save us. May our identity be found firmly in you and the fact that you loved us enough to die for us, and not in comparing ourselves to others. I pray, God, that you'll encourage us where we need encourage, that we'll repent where we need to repent, that we'll turn our hearts your direction. It's in your name we pray. Now, I want you to take a minute and pray. Maybe this morning, just pray towards rooting your identity firmly in what Christ has done for you as you approach your day and approach your week. Thank you. Well, once again, thanks for tuning in to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you'll take the opportunity to come back and tune in tomorrow for another installment. Have a great week.